A dizzying excitement permeates performances by the rock band U2.
It's a rock and roll show, but there's lots of kind of other feelings in it.
Feelings the Irish rockers are now expressing in an unprecedented way with the first live-action 3D concert documentary.
Why bring U2 in concert to 3D?
We've always been in 3D, and we just thought it was time that everyone saw us in 3D.
And why?
I've been looking. This is what you've been wondering, why I've been wearing the goggles all the year, the edge.
Because you've been in 3D the entire time.
I mean, looking at things in 3D.
The band is premiering U2 3D at the Sundance Film Festival, where celebrity friends, including Woody Harrelson and Randy Quaid, turned out to support them.
We tried to take a seriously high technology and give it a very intimate feel and bring a lot of emotion to it.
The film's co-director, Catherine Owens, has a long history with U2, having worked with them since the early 90s. The film offers moviegoers with 3D glasses a front row seat to their 2006 monster stadium shows in South America with crowds of up to 100,000 people.
These people are incredible people. And they took our band to their hearts, you know, for a long time in Buenos Aires, Rio, Mexico City. Latin people, Irish people are essentially Latin people who don't know how to dance.
U2's trademark anti-violence messages are prominent in the film, with the spotlight on the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. The rockers see their mission as more than music.
People feel that our band is part of something bigger than just our band, and they're right. We're humbled to be part of what's happening in the world.
The message and the music are a powerful combination, especially in 3D.
This is the closest thing to being in the front row. It's not like a normal concert film. It's a sort of totally immersive experience.
Brooke Anderson, CNN, Park City, Utah.